Day 4. Bricks and Mortar. Bricks are the content words and function words the mortar. So the way you make a sentence is to add a little water.
Patrick, remember your brilliant recreation of the Jabberwocky poem last time?
What? You mean just substituting real words for Jabberwocky words? You flatter me.
Okay, but there's more in it than you realize. Let's lay out the original again without the Jabberwocky.
Twas and the e s did and in the all e were the s and the s out.
And what do we have?
A bunch of function words. Closed class?
Right. And if we do sort of the opposite, put in your clever substitutions and leave out everything else, bracing, puffy clouds, swoop, swirl, wind, fussy, turtle doves, footpaths, grew. What have we got now?
A bunch of content words. All open class, of course.
And can you at least conjure up a picture of some kind from it?
Sure, Marta. Puffy clouds swooping and swirling and so on. And of course, from the other set, no picture at all. That's what you're getting at, right?
Yep. It reminds me a little of a rudimentary form of English called pidgin. Here's a sample I brought with me, with a rather free translation. The speaker is a Korean woman. Picture marry. I married through a picture. Husband picture me see girl time Korea. My husband saw my picture when I was a girl in Korea. He like okay, marry, come Hawaii. He liked it okay, so we got married and came to Hawaii. Husband pay help husband better. My husband's pay would help him better. That's why Hawaii come. That's why we came to Hawaii. What do you make of it?
Easy. Full of content words. Mostly nouns and verbs. Hardly anything on the function side.
Yes, and notice also the lack of inflection. Another part of function.
What do you mean, Marta?
No past tense. No married, saw, liked, came. No possessives. No husband's pay. Also, hardly any pronouns. No I, my, him, we, and no prepositions. No come to Hawaii.
So, hardly any grammar, it looks like.
Nice observation, Patrick.
And yet a meaning of some kind comes across.
It sure does. And for the most part, through content words alone, without inflection.
So the difference between pidgin English and standard English is the absence of all the function stuff.
Well, one of the differences, but probably the biggest. What we've noticed is that your function stuff holds the sentence together, so to speak.
Yay for grammar!
And so you can think of sentences as little buildings made of bricks and mortar.
Cool! So the content words, the nouns, verbs, and adjectives, are the bricks, and the function parts are the mortar.
I'd say so.